All right. Good morning. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to be very brief, and I want to just leave everyone with a thought of outlasting the pain. So as we're going through this process with COVID-19, and candidly, I think COVID-19 really just represents a metaphor for life, that all of us are going to have scenarios in life, obstacles, hurdles, and seasons of life where we go through tremendous pain, adversity, et cetera. And so for many people, COVID-19 has accelerated some pain. For others, COVID-19 has really brought to life some things that they may not have known were there. Frankly, it's hijacked some egos. Maybe there were people who were out there who just had it going on. They thought that nothing could take them down. And all of a sudden, this crisis has unfolded and has really cut the legs off of a number of people. And so ultimately, the challenge that I want to leave with everyone is I want to ask you to outlast the pain. Starting with a little bit of my personal story, just so people understand context, like, why am I qualified to talk about this? You know, I was born to a teenage mother in poverty in Memphis, Tennessee, saw a whole lot as a kid growing up, navigated gangs, violence, crime, et cetera, everything you can imagine. And there were a lot of painful moments in my life that led to a number of major decisions. But I also, upon navigating all of that, one of my first leadership crises was 9/11. I actually left corporate America, took a massive pay cut, and went in to help co-lead the starting of a church. And we opened up the doors of our church just 2 days before 9/11. Literally 9/9/2001 was a Sunday, and 9/11 happened on Tuesday. And we ran into a major crisis. 48 hours in to one of the most critical leadership decisions of my life, I had to help literally hundreds of people navigate what was considered a major crisis. Fast forward, I relocated my family to Southern California in 2007. My wife and I, we moved with our kids across the country. I go in to succeed a CEO to take over a leadership role with an internationally renowned nonprofit organization, multi-million dollar venture. Within 8 months into my assignment, I'm already having conversations about this crisis that's coming down the pipeline. So lo and behold, I had just moved my family 2,000 miles across the country and found myself having to actually downsize my budget by 40% and actually cut my leadership team by 30%. Another major crisis that I navigated. And now to even bring it closer to home, 2016 was one of the most difficult seasons of my life. Early 2016, I ran into a major, major personal financial crisis from the vantage point of, I had launched a venture here in Atlanta, Georgia. I was expecting two major investments to come through in early 2016. Those investments did not come through as planned. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a position where I was pulling out credit cards, paying bills, not bringing a paycheck home, struggling around the decision of whether or not I was going to have to pull my son out of private school. I mean, it felt like the world was falling apart. And I tapped into the memory bank and reminded myself of all the things that I had gone through, from my childhood to the crises that my mom and I had to navigate, to the friends that I saw locked up, murdered due to drug-related crimes, et cetera. And of course, the number of things that I just shared with you all. And that brought me to a place where I said, instead of me wallowing in the pain and in the pity of this moment, this is an opportunity for me to look adversity in the face, for me to look pain in the face and convert pain to purpose. And so what did I do in 2016? I began to double down in the midst of adversity. And what was amazing about me deciding that emotionally, psychologically, even physically, that I was gonna turn my life in the direction of converting pain to purpose, I finished 2016 having one of the best years of my life. In fact, we finished the last 6 months of the year with revenues generated double from what I did the year before. So first half of 2016, arguably the worst financial season I've ever experienced in my entire life. But because I decided to look adversity in the face and to look pain in the face and convert pain to purpose and double down my energy toward building myself out of that adversity versus wallowing in it, boom, I saw a major turnaround. To God be the glory. I'm not trying to take all the credit for it, but certainly me deciding how I was going to use my time, the types of relationships that I was going to build for the remainder of the year, making some adjustments around my business model, my business strategy. I did a number of practical things in addition to leveraging my faith that helped me to navigate that crisis and pull me forward in the midst of that adversity. And so I want to leave you all with three things today as you think about where you are in your life and in this cycle of COVID-19, but again, beyond that. The first thing is learn to value the process. Learn to value the process. So many of us try to skip the stages of the process in order to live your dream, in order to get to the other side of the goals that you have for your life. You're going to have to learn how to both trust and value the process. Many of us see success as linear. We want success to be, hey, I get up in the morning, I dream it, and then boom, overnight it happens. Not quite the case, right? As you look back over your personal life, you will be reminded of the fact that you've had to go through a number of ups and downs in order to get to the place where you are today. So with that in mind, what on earth would make us think that we're exempt from having to go through an additional round of ups and downs whenever it is we're trying to power a dream forward? So the first step is value the process. Don't just focus on the end result, focus on the process, which brings me to my point number two. Put your self-esteem in your work ethic, not the end result itself. So what happens for a lot of people is that when they face adversity, because they had a goal or because they had a dream or because they had an idea, in their mind, they began to celebrate the success on the other side of that dream. But what I want to challenge you to do is celebrate the actual work ethic, celebrate the grind, celebrate the process itself, right? Because you can't control the outcome. You don't know if the $1 million goal you set by the end of this year, if you're actually going to make it, due to the fact that, guess what, a natural disaster could hit and all of a sudden rock your world, and things that were at one point in your control are no longer in your control. You can't control a natural disaster. You can't control a health crisis. You can't control an economic crisis. What you can control is when you get up every single morning, you can put one foot in front of the other and put your best energy into making your dream a reality that day. Focus on that day. When you lie down at night, did you give that day everything you had to offer? The results, I promise you, over time will take care of themselves if you get up every single day and put one foot in front of the other and work your process. Many people get caught up because they get emotionally rattled and they get emotionally shook because they're so focused on the end result that when something like this pandemic occurs, they have trouble navigating it because it throws off this linear plan that they had in their mind. So point number one, again, value the process. Point number two, put your self-esteem in your work ethic. You can control that. You can't control the outcome no matter what. Finally, the higher the level of problems or pain you can navigate, the higher your potential for profit. One of the things I tell my wife and kids all the time is that, you know, part of my legacy is to finish well with my wife and kids long-term. That's how I define success. But the other part of my legacy is to say, I want to be remembered for the level of the problems that I helped to solve in our world. And I genuinely believe, and I've seen the fruit in my life. March of 2020, by the way, was the highest earning month of my entire life. March 2016, I told you all about a crisis that I faced that just rocked my world. March of 2020, highest earning month of my entire life. And here's the point. I want to be remembered by the problems that I solve. I don't get up every day and focus on money. I get up every day and focus on walking through the process of helping to solve the problems in the world around me. And as a result, because I'm in a position where I can actually help impact the lives of people through the problems I help them solve, people continue to come to me and they offer business to me because I'm able to respond when they're in a crisis. I'm able to respond when they're navigating a problem. So my goal is to get up every day and think, what problem can I solve next that would be a contribution to the world, that would be an attribution factor to the world becoming a better place? And while other people are focused on the profit itself, I'm focused on the problems that I can actually solve on a daily basis. All right, friends, I hope that bless you, and I wish you all the very best in all you do. Make it an incredible week. and go get your dreams.